From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Artie Johnson reporting. The top suspect linked to the November 13 terror attacks in Paris, France, has been arrested in Belgium. Salah Abdeslam and two others were arrested by Belgian police during a raid in Brussels today. VOA's Jamie Detmer on why Belgian and European investigators want him taken alive.
It's significant, you know, in terms of they can get information from this man. He's alive. He was shot and wounded, but apparently is alive. They are still trying to roll up the cell that he was involved in. It was considered involving about 20 people.
Belgian immigration minister Theo Franken confirmed the arrest in a tweet saying, "We got him." According to the minister, three suspects altogether are now in custody. European Union leaders have approved a revised deal today with Turkey to curb the influx of migrants into Europe. The deal requires all migrants coming into Turkey from Greece after Sunday, March 20th, coming from Turkey into Greece, be returned to Turkey. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu.
"For us, for Turkey, refugee issue is not an issue of bargaining, but an issue of value, all humanitarian values as well as European values. Turkey has received 2.7 million refugees without any significant assistance from anywhere."
But in fact, it was a bargaining point. Turkey is expected to get financial aid, quicker EU membership talks, and visa-free travel for Turkish citizens in the Schengen zone. Three police have been killed in an attack on security forces in Niger, near the border with Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and Mali. The attacks come just days before Niger voters go to the polls on Sunday for a presidential runoff. This is VOA News. Thousands of supporters of an Iraqi Shiite leader demonstrated in the center of Baghdad for a fourth consecutive Friday, calling for governmental reform. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Iraqi television channels showed throngs of supporters of mercurial Shiite cleric Muqtada as-Sadr crossing into Baghdad's governmental green zone. Other demonstrators marched on Baghdad's central Tahrir Square. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared in a televised address earlier that he supported the people's right to demonstrate if they did so legally. He says that citizens have the right to express opposition, to demand public services, the sanctioning of corrupt officials, and reform if it is done within the law. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Mohammed Jamal Qais, the 26-year-old American who defected from the Islamic State group earlier this week, now says he wasn't thinking straight when he decided to join the militant group, and he blames making a bad decision to go with a girl to Mosul. VOA journalist Sirwan Kajo spoke with Qais' family and says interviews with the defected fighter revealed disillusionment.
"The way they were treating the foreign fighters in Syria and Iraq, especially in Syria, and that the majority of Islamic State fighters are foreigner, yet they were still treated differently from the rest of Arab fighters in the group."
Qais surrendered to Kurdish Peshmerga fighters and has been held and questioned by them since Monday. President Barack Obama travels to Cuba on Sunday for an historic visit as the two nations move to normalize relations 55 years after breaking ties. But the trip is not without controversy. White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas has more.
Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, The White House.
Saudi Arabia says it is ending its major combat operations in Yemen 1 year after launching Arab coalition airstrikes against the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.